Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, about to talk about something really historic and very, very exciting. There's a lot of angles to this, the limited time we have. But America has been a special place because we aspired to liberty and freedom when nobody else was aspiring to it. We weren't perfect. We were far from it. But it was a place where experiments were allowed and where people could really try to prove themselves, not because of what family they came from or because they were from royalty, but a meritocracy based on what they could produce, what they could do. There were two things that really fueled and funded the colonies and the launch of America in 1776. And both of them are interesting. Both of them have dark histories. But both of them are something that you can enjoy responsibly. That's, of course, tobacco and the Virginia colony. And that's, of course, whiskey. And Sam Adams, with whiskey and beer, was one of the main boosters and funders, in fact, probably the biggest funder, of George Washington and our troops. So it was whiskey and beer, not wine. The liberals love to drink. I'm not against wine. It's just a fact that literally fueled the start of our country, along with this tobacco. And I enjoy both, but I've really gotten good over the years at being responsible. Sometimes I might go 4 months. That's the longest I've gone the last few years, with no tobacco or no alcohol. But when I'm with friends, when I'm with family, when I'm with patriots, I enjoy both of them, and they go together like a horse and carriage. So, 2 years ago, I got approached by great patriots from some of my connections who are major craft whiskey producers in Kentucky. So they brought me dozens of these amazing whiskeys that they had developed and also procured. And out of all of them, I like this Kentucky straight bourbon. And again, I'm no whiskey connoisseur. I just know what tastes good, what I like, what, you know, feels good, which, you know, doesn't give you that big hangover after. I liked, out of dozens, over a dozen I tried, this whiskey. Now, the bad news is they only have so many barrels of it, and so it's a limited supply. There's 10,000 bottles of this as of the time I'm cutting this. And it is amazing. And it's been ready for a year because of leftists trying to block it being in stores and behind-the-scenes harassment and debanking and stuff of this major whiskey company. This has been in the warehouse for a year. So it wasn't just aged for the years it was in the barrels. It's been aged by their censorship and went from amazing to incredible. So it's a very special bottle, too. That's why we have all these government documents here in front of me right here. Because if you aim a blacklight at Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com is the only place to get it. It's got all of these hidden messages on it, on the front and on the back. So like I said, this is really, really special. Limited run, only place to get it. We have the Conspiracy Imperatives, 10 of them, kind of the Ten Commandments. There's only 10,000 bottles of this at conspiracybourbon.com. Destroy the tyrants. It just goes on and on. This is very, very special. I would imagine that most people that get this are never going to open it. Gut level, I think this is going to be a major collector's item. We could have sold it for $200 in the market. It's 60-something bucks instead, and it's a fundraiser for the operation. We're really, 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 really proud of it. So while you're hanging out with your friends, your family, your coworkers, you name it, it's really important to remember what Americana is all about. And if you are somebody that likes a fine whiskey, well, this is it. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. For myself, the entire InfoWars crew, here's to you and here's to America. This isn't some Dylan Mulvaney, Anheuser-Busch, transgenderism, you know, creepazoid targeting our children. This is high-quality American Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky bourbon, funding the second American Revolution against tyrants. So here's all the past patriots, the current patriots, and future patriots. This drink of conspiracy is for you. One place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And believe me, this is going to sell out quick. So if you want it, get yourself a bottle today at conspiracybourbon.com. we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World, it became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, they say the first casualty of war is the truth. And I normally got about a 95% accuracy rate, but when wars start, my numbers go down, but nothing like corporate-controlled media that's lying on purpose. So I've been trying to decipher all the different factions and groups and what this new war means in the Middle East. But Patrick M. Byrne is the former CEO of Overstock.com. He's also a friend of the show. He's a really smart guy. And the intel I heard about from callers a few days ago, and I went and watched his presentation, was very similar to the intel I was getting from a lot of sources. And again, I'm not a Likudnik. I don't have a dog in the fight. The Israeli parliamentary system is just as confusing as Canada or the UK. But the globalists, you've all know Harari, the WEF, the Rothschilds, the Economist magazine they own, they want him out. So let's just talk about why that is and then pull back here and look at the stand down that happened on October 7th that Netanyahu has said they're going to investigate once they've, quote, defeated Hamas. And how could you have that historic stand down? And I was on the same track as Patrick M. Byrne, but he has more connections. He's a famous software engineer. And so he's in that world. So he's, you know, way more informed on it than I am. But trying to add all this up and to see the corporate press say Netanyahu must be removed. You know, 85% of Israelis want him gone. I see that. And then I see the left allied with Hamas and all these, you know, riots going on and taking over streets and pulling white people out and, you know, just all this racism being promoted. What's really behind this? So there's a lot of levels to this, and I appreciate Patrick on short notice coming on to kind of give his presentation again, but also then just get into the bigger picture. Obviously, he knows a lot about what's happening to Trump. He was there in the White House, some of the White House meetings. I see a lot of people turning against Trump that said he was innocent before, which, of course, he is, now turning against him. There's a lot of angles to this, and Patrick's always got some real insight, kind of x-ray vision on this. So, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. You've got a magazine. You've got websites. You've got a lot of things on Twitter. Patrick Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, Patrick Byrne. You've got deepcapture.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us. You've got your Capital Times magazine that you inform people in D.C. on. So thank you so much for being here.
Alex, good to be on with you. You look well.
Thank you, sir.
Good to be honest. So where shall we start? Israel? What's happened and what really happened in Israel?
Yes, I mean, because what you said really, a lot of my data points agree with that, but I'm still not sure. So, yeah, tell us first your preface and your intel and then give us the big picture.
Sure. I've been spending time in Israel the last few years because of and by the way, I'm kind of in a cheap motel in West Africa. So pardon, there's not really a great background to show you. I've been in the blockchain community in Israel on and off for the last 4 years, and there's a wonderful blockchain community, and there's a Silicon Valley in Israel. And that Silicon Valley takes people right out of the Israeli Defense Forces, right out of their version of the NSA, and that's often the Silicon Valley people there. It's just on the beach near Tel Aviv. And that community really supports the Israeli intelligence, and there's a community, and there's a lot of companies in that Israeli version of Silicon Valley. There's a lot of spin-offs that get going, and they do cybersecurity, they do hacking, they do counter-hacking, and Israel has maintained such an edge in intelligence because they're very tied into this that very vibrant community of cyber
security. And by the way, that's well known. I mean, I think Israel's like fourth in the world now, like China, Silicon Valley, a few other places. I mean, they're the top of the game.
Right. And now there was one company there, Paragon. They got very deep connections in with the American Uniparty, and in particular the Biden crew of Anthony Blinken, Avril Haines, and Dan Shapiro, who was President Obama's ambassador to Israel. And those people sat on the board of Paragon, and they had – and so since Biden has been in – this is so brilliant. Since Biden has been in, he's been writing executive orders and such that have effectively throttled the competition to Paragon. And how he's been doing that, there's a Canadian human rights NGO. I'm sure if you look into it, it's probably another George Soros front. Who knows? Which puts out reports and alerts. And, oh, my gosh, this company, its software violates human rights or can be used by nations that violate human rights. And every time they do one, Biden writes executive orders that throttle or in some way harm that company. And in this way, they have picked off all the competitors to Paragon. And Paragon is connected, is politically connected to the head of the DNI, Avril Haines, and Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. So it's a dream setup. They have used, and Ehud Barak on that side, on the Israeli side, is and General Gans, this guy General Gans, who's now in the Netanyahu cabinet. They've been the Israeli side working in cahoots with Blinken and Avril Haines, getting snuffing out the competition to Paragon. And why that's important is the Israeli intelligence service depended on that sort of vibrant, that other set of companies. So that's one of the reasons they went blind. Before I go on and tell you more.
That's the bottom line. You're saying Israel's having its diverse private intelligence network blinded.
Yeah, by these games that the Biden administration has played.
Let's remember, you say Biden is Obama. Obama did launch the Arab Spring, did overthrow Egypt, did all this, and is backing Hezbollah. But continue.
Well, by backing the Biden regime picking winners and losers through their political connections, they really suppressed one side of the Israeli cybersecurity industry, which has hurt the intelligence service. And then on top of that, there's this very interesting political dimension. There's a woman, I quoted her, and I put up an article, a podcast with about four links to it. You're welcome to use that. There's a woman there who, there's a color revolution going on over there, and it's being run by the U.S. State Department against Netanyahu. It's crazy. These NGOs and Soros NGOs and State Department is taking out Netanyahu through a color revolution. And it's all about the reform of the judicial reform, which is a very interesting subject you should know about. But anyway, the thing that is really freaking out the Israeli elite is that Netanyahu wants to change something about the judicial system. And the Israeli system is as follows. Are you following me or am I rambling on too long?
No, you're right. I mean, because I've researched this now, and I'm on a Likudnik, but it is true. They claim Netanyahu is becoming a dictator, but Yuval Harari and the WEF came out against Netanyahu. I looked into it. The Supreme Court is becoming a dictatorship, so it's the other way around is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's this very strange rule in Israel, which does not have a written constitution, but the rule is the Supreme Court can strike down any law that doesn't meet the fundamental principles of Israel. It's this very vague definition. And so you have that going on, and you also have in the Israeli Supreme Court there are 88 people in history who've been on the Supreme Court, and 87 of them have been Ashkenazi Jews. Do you know the difference about Ashkenazi and Sephardim Jews?
Absolutely. Go ahead and tell folks. One is Russian. The other is what you call certified original or
Eastern.
Brown Jews.
Yeah, look, Middle Eastern, some are more European, that's the Ashkenazi. Well, the elite of Israeli and certainly the judiciary are the European Jews, 87 out of 88 in history. And so it's starting to become like the deplorable class, which is to say the Sephardim and the worker bees among the Ashkenazi. It's like they go through all the trouble of politics and elect people and get laws passed, and then they have these snobs who are all the other type of Jews.
Well, let's expand on that, and I'm not demonizing Ashkenazi Jews, but the point is, in Israel, with the ringworm children that came out in Israeli documents 20 years ago, they radiated Sephardic Jews, but not Ashkenazi, telling them we're treating you for ringworm, and radiated them, some lethally, others just to basically.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would hold that as a card.
And so what? Yeah. So how do you put all? You now know what I know. Those pieces are connected somehow. But again, as you know, is so often the case. One thing we do know is the mainstream narrative is not true. There's much more to this.
And then Biden keeps them from going in. I mean, what do you make of this? What are you hearing?
Well, that gets. I'm not that. Up on the news. I sort of deal with it more at the philosophical level of you know, the just war kind of stuff. And one thing I should address, I'd like to address two misconceptions. And I've had a lot of exposure on the Arab side. I've also sort of, I often say I grew up, I majored in Catholic, I minored in Jew. So I'm disclosing my roots and honestly and such. But I ended up in my 20s and thereafter spending a lot of time in the Muslim world. And so I've kind of followed these issues for a while. Israel is not on stolen land.
Why don't you just say it, Patrick? Because you said it before when we've checked it, folks. You've been a U.S. government intelligence operative for a long time. But the point is, keep going.
Israel, one thing needs to be understood is there's Israel. If Israel's on stolen land, so is Saudi Arabia, so is Iraq. There was the Ottoman Empire was defeated in World War I, and it was the consensus of the world and the San Remo Conference and the League of Nations in 1920 and 1922, and then the UN to create a Jewish homeland in that corpse of the Ottoman Empire. And we created a whole bunch of countries. And
that's why Saudi Arabia says Israel has a right to exist, because it's part of that deal.
Yeah, they weren't stolen from the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire was defeated, and as part of the deal, we created, you know, did that. The world signed off on it. So that's that. And then the second misconception is the concept of, so I analyze this in terms of like real world dimension and then in terms of info war. I'm doing you real world legal dimension first. If they are a legitimate nation state, then of course, this thing from what Hamas did, of course, they have the right to respond. And this thing about proportionality is misunderstood. The restriction under international law is not...
The Japanese attack Pearl Harbor, we nuke them. Start it, there's not proportionality.
Well, the proportionality isn't between the numbers killed. It's does Israel have a legitimate military agenda, objective, and if so, are the means they use proportional to that? That's what the proportionality is about, not proportional to the number.
To stop another attack. So,
yeah, and if their objective is to stop Hamas and get their hostages back, then that gives them a lot. They can do that and kill a lot of people, and still it's not about that. Proportionality isn't to the numbers.
But can they take the black eye, the setup, they're luring Netanyahu into the trap? And I think that's where we're going.
That's the big question. From the InfoWars point of view, this is a disaster because, you know, and this also has to be said, for every Jewish Israeli who's been killed since in this by the Palestinians in Gaza in the last 20 years, 23 have been killed in retaliation. So that's bad enough. I mean, and from a legal point of view, you can make the argument I just made. From an InfoWars point of view, that's a black eye. What they're going to have to do to achieve their objective in Gaza is going to look like the Holocaust. And people are going to say, some light to the world these people are. This is a Holocaust. So from the InfoWar point of view, the analysis is quite different than from the point of view of what's just.
I agree. So the anti-Likudniks... let's just go with your premise. I think it's probably true. Netanyahu goes into a trap with the Persians, the Chi-Coms, and the whole Obama globalist Rothschild economist combine. What are they thinking in the synthesis? Just get rid of, they're doing all this just to get rid of Netanyahu? Because all of that blows back on Israel, not just Netanyahu and the info war.
You know, they're thinking bigger. And it's funny, you and I see the world just the same way. They're at the point they want to wrap the diamond. the U.S. after World War II tried to stitch together some international order, such as it was. The alternative that they, which is a rules-based international order, the alternative that the BRICS are selling, that Russia and China are selling, is a bilateral relationship among seven different cultures. The Russian culture, the Chinese, the Indian, the South American, and I forget how they have it, African, and they have a nation in each of these continents. And that's the vision they are going for, and they want to break the diamond. They want to break it so that the first world, which is to say the developed world, gets carved off, and the second, you know, we think in terms of the first world and the third world, but we forget this third world's the less developed world. The second world,
whole world,
forget about it. That's the developed, the, you know, that's partially developed. That's the Russians of the world, the people with $10,000 or $15,000 GDP per capita. So they want this issue at the Infowar point of view is going to split the world. So basically the second world all joins the BRICS. And so I think that this has been constructed very carefully. And obviously Hamas knew this wasn't just some little border incident, some drunk soldiers shooting at each other. This was planned to give, to do to Israel something they had to avenge, stealing babies and cutting their eyeballs out and rape and all this stuff that Israelis have to avenge. And 1,500 people, that's like 50,000 Americans. If Mexico came over and killed 50,000 Americans and stole 600 Americans, of course we'd have to react. And so does Israel. And they have... But the guys calling the shots, the first level calling the shots, Hamas leadership are in Qatar, so they don't pay the price. They're using their people as human shields. It is the design. Good for you to understand. It isn't like they haven't anticipated Israel's going to do what they're going to do. They want Israel to do what it's going to do because they're going to get footage of it. And in the dimension of info war, it's going to be a nuclear weapon for them. They're going to get the whole world to side, or a huge chunk of the world, to really embrace the BRICS and desert the first world as it stands. So this has, that's really the purpose here.
I mean, I totally agree with the realpolitik analysis, not what side you're on. You're looking at this. This is where this is going. And clearly this is more and more looking like a trap to lead Netanyahu into this.
Trap. Us. They knew we were going to do this with our fleet. And it also makes me suspicious that Biden did it with such alacrity. Biden has become a left-wing Democrat, and the left-wing Democrats do not stand behind Israel. Yet Biden, without hesitation, suddenly he's Ronald Reagan. When have we seen this? I don't buy it. I think that there's a kabuki dance going on. The kabuki dance, I know what the end of it is that Russia gets Ukraine and China gets Taiwan. I don't know all the steps. But I think that we're being walked through those steps. And, you know, the Chinese have a saying, like, when you go to fight a superior powered enemy, light a candle in the county of Yu or something. It means, like, distract his attention, get him involved in these other fights to weaken him. So I think we're just being walked through a script, and they want to get it done.
Well, that's the next big question. I agree with that. And so does Steve Bannon, a lot of other people, Eric Prince, you name it, who are smart. What comes next in Taiwan and the South China Sea and all of it? What do you expect domestically? What do you expect with Trump and all these indictments? Patrick Byrne is our guest. You can go to deepcapture.com. You can also find his magazine, Capital Times News, where he educates D.C. We'll come right back to him and get his expertise on so many things. Really smart guy here with us today. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Those are the coordinates of liberty and a real open discussion. We're at the geopolitical level here. We're not captured in MSM dumbed-down narrative. We're having real adult discussions. We'll be right back.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to Infowars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And
things. Just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for
the sun. Patrick Byrne's a really smart guy, former CEO of Overstock, journalist, you name it. And he's laying out real facts here. So let's pull back. And I'm not in the business of demonizing the Rothschild family, but they famously funded both Napoleon and the British. And that's in the mainline history books. And they helped fund and create Israel today. And the Economist magazine they own is literally after the Likudniks and Netanyahu and trying to keep judicial reform from passing. So let's just sit back and look at this and finish up with Israel and move on to other topics. But you could sit back, whoever blew up the hospital, okay, and see the corporate media run with that and push that when they haven't shown the war crimes on both sides in Ukraine, basically. What were they doing? Why were they doing that? To exacerbate. And the left allied with Hamas and all these violent demonstrations and things. So there's a larger dialectic, and you've all know Harari coming out and saying Netanyahu is like Hitler. He's got to be gotten rid of. Well, Harari says the future is not human. So there's some larger internal battles going on here, but what is it meant to trigger?
What is the trap? What would the globalist like to see happen here? Because there's a larger goal. Patrick, what is the goal from the different factions? How does it tie into the $100 million that O'Biden is promising to give Ukraine and $15 million to Israel? Where do you see this going? Who's winning the fight from the factions right now? What's going to happen to Netanyahu?
Well, at the greatest level, the World Economic Forum, Davos, that crowd, is in fact trying to collapse the United States through a color revolution and integrate it into some European-based superstate. It's basically Nazi 2.0. We are facing Nazism 2.0. They learned this time, don't come at us with tanks and bullets. Come at us through a Bezmenov psyop to take us over. And so we're facing social stresses from that. In addition, another player is China, and they want to create a Beijing. They want to create a Confucian world order, center of gravity, Beijing, with concentric circles around it. And their definition of war is much more sophisticated than ours. It's not just with guns. It's diplomatic. It's civil. It's economic. It's cultural. And they've come at us in all these different ways at once. But we have a very good chance. It's Americans woke up. I think we woke up very quickly. Americans have to be reminded of a whole bunch of things about ourselves. They don't have to be reeducated, but they need to be reminded of what made America work and what we can do to get out of this. And it's really quite simple. I mean, so that's the big picture. If you're talking about in Israel, or you're talking about the factions in Israel, you have a faction that's basically some elitist snobs against a faction of people who are the deplorables. And those elitist snobs control the Supreme Court, and they look down their nose at the deplorables, who are both Ashkenazi and Sephardim, but the snobs are just Ashkenazi. And they look down their nose at them and say, well, your political processes are your political process, but at the end of the day, whatever you pass, we get to review, and that violates our, it gives us a bad feeling, so we cancel it. And there's no written constitution, so you can never really appeal to anything. It's crazy. So the factions are the snobs versus the deplorables in Israel, just like it is in the
United States. And then globally, Trump wasn't even part of a faction, from my view. He was genuinely trying to be the president and bring peace and justice, and that's why he made, I think, all the factions mad.
Yeah, I think President Trump had not yet internalized, nor had I, quite how bad D.C. was, although he had never spent a night in D.C. He didn't understand. He thought once the campaign was over and he got there, everyone put aside what happened and we got back to the business of building America.
And he tried to power share. He tried to power share and say, we'll make everybody more prosperous. They didn't. It's like when he went to Kim Jong-un and said, let's build hotels and casinos and free your people. The Chi-Coms run North Korea. They wouldn't let them.
Yeah. Well, and he didn't have – Obama left like 106 people across the National Security Council. He turned into civil servants just before he left, and they were just left there. And I don't think Trump cared, or I don't know if he knew, but he didn't care, didn't understand that personnel is policy. And so he had these people from the beginning who wanted – they hated him so much, they forgot the job was to work together and build America. And I think that there's who's that couple we've discussed before? Those sociologists from New York,
Cloward and Piven.
Cloward Piven. I think it's that strategy we're coming.
No, wreck the system to build on it. So let's shift. Well, let's finish up with the Middle East and the Ukraine. It's all tied together. What are the different permutations? What are you predicting is going to happen? Does Netanyahu survive? How big does the war get? They're sending U.S. troops all the Middle East. They're sending anti-missile systems in. Looks bad.
Well, I want to defend Israel with missile systems is great. I would do anything just remember from the InfoWar point of view, this is the people calling the shots aren't in Qatar. The people calling the shots are in Iran or in China. And this has been set up for us to do just what we're doing now. So just be aware, whatever we're doing, they have already anticipated it. And it's just what they want us to do. They did this wanting Israel to respond. They wanted it so bad, they created a stunt that there's no way Israel can't support.
Yeah, that's why they had the hang gliders, all of it, was just to make Israel look weak so Israel over responds.
And we can't but be drawn into it. And I don't trust the fact that Biden's going into it. I think Biden's orders from his handlers may be decisions that are really all about getting us beat at the end. You know how Germany fought Russia at the end as Germany was collapsing in World War II? Have you ever heard of the hammer and anvil strategy?
Yeah, explain it.
They did. Yeah, they built basically anvils, metaphorically speaking, concentrations of troops, and they used their other troops just to guide the Russians as they advanced. So they had very easy path, and then they got to this, you know, anvil, so to speak, heavily artillery covered areas. And I have this feeling that that's what China has laid out for us. Whole bunch of corridors for us to go down, and Ukraine is one of them. Ukraine is the most avoidable war of our lifetime. It's ridiculous. Should have just had it work on the deal with it not being part of NATO for 20 years. It's the silliest thing ever. I was raised by Hawks from the Reagan era, and this General Jack Vesey, Reagan's Joint Chiefs, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and he thought it was ridiculous, as did Kissinger and George Shultz, that we would ever start World War III over Ukraine. Ukraine should just be Finland, is what they were saying in 2015. This was so avoidable, but we are being walked into these disasters. I think this is.
I was about to say, is that because Biden and his controllers and Obama want to destroy America, and they're working with the Chi-Coms? Because U.S. policy, even Biden said in December, we can't send tanks, F-16s, and cruise missiles. That's World War III. But now they've decided to ignore all the doctrine that was well thought out, even by the Rand Corporation, and just throw it all to the wind and march us into a trap.
Yeah. So I'm all on with supplying Israel, giving them diplomatic support, and giving them cover. But I would also be doing everything I could to defuse it, because it's going to be a tremendous loss at the dimension of information war for not just them, but for us. I think it's going to cleave the world, and we'll be stuck out with the Europeans, and we'll have lost everything we've built since World War II, although we've just about lost it already. Thanks to.
All right, let's talk about the domestic situation. The indictments have turbocharged Trump. It's the immovable force, unstoppable object. Clearly, you know, the feds are saying the Trump supporters are about to kill everybody, terrorism. They're hyping all this up. What do you think about the election 12 months away?
First of all, I'll say I was literally in the room. There was nothing inappropriate. Everyone conducted themselves. Everyone knew what we were in the middle of. Everyone conducted themselves like it was being videotaped and was going to be studied.
Those that don't know, you were in the room when they were challenging the election.
Well, when we were discussing in the Oval Office was one room I was in. I was also in the room when the Senate and the House sent representatives over, including a couple senators and members of the House, to be briefed a couple days before January 6th, and to be briefed on what we had and what they thought. And they were going directly back to brief the Senate and the House and the White House. And Mike Pence had his own person. I don't know what was said and what wasn't said. There was no insurrection plan. There was no color revolution plan. That's not what this was about. It was a perfectly legitimate strategy to ask that, you know, there's provided for within the law for members of the House and Senate to object to recognizing electoral ballots from a certain state. There's a certain, again, an hour to debate.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Later. That's why I said 5 years.
Yeah. I think when the cartels and the UN forces show up, the UN forces I'm sure you know what the blue helmets do in Africa and everywhere they're sent. They're always involved in kitty rape stuff. And,
oh, for those that don't know, the UN army is the thickest concentration of pedophiles. They suppress it now, but it used to be all over the news until 10 years ago. The UN, they join it to rape children and to traffic them.
Right. There's candy, sex for candy. That used to be what it was called. All these sex for candy scandals around Africa and Cambodia and places like that. So, yeah, you'd have that. And when there's nothing left but a carcass, it gets surrendered to China. And this is in, you know, the secret speech of Chur Haotian. Do you know, have you heard this Chinese general, his retirement speech? He laid this all out. Have you ever read that one, Alex?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Tell folks about it.
So Well, this is what they say. I mean, it's not mad conspiracy theory.
No, they said our degeneracy and their control of Hollywood, four of the six Hollywood production companies are owned by them. They ban all this propaganda there because it destroys the civilization. Literally, the Chi-Coms are, with the left, literally fire-hosing us with civilization-destroying propaganda.
Yeah, and the left, the hard left, is basically like in the days of Athens, there was the period of the age of the 30 tyrants. When Sparta finally beat Athens, there were some 30 elders in Athens who said, don't colonize us. Instead, just appoint us in charge. We never liked that democracy crap anyway. Put us in charge, and we'll just run this as a dictatorship. And Sparta, and those 30 Athenians cooperated and became the dictators that ran Athens. It only worked for 8 months. But the point is I think that our hardcore...
No, and Trump talked about that. He said it's the middlemen that are managing things with China and our decline that literally get more money than the Chi-Coms do. So they're making billions apiece on selling us out. And don't they know as soon as the Chi-Coms take us over, they're all dead?
Yeah, they don't understand. Look, they should look up what happened to the Viet Cong after as soon as Saigon fell and the NBA took it. After wiping out the class that worked with America, they wiped out the Viet Cong. They didn't want any competing power structure. There's no place for those kind of people. They detest those kinds of Bides, what the white lefties, they call them.
You're damn well. You know what you're doing. They always kill the revolutionaries that lower the drawbridge because you don't want people around that lower the drawbridge. That's kind of like when the Sultan took over Constantinople and he called in the traitors that had helped him bring down the city and he ordered them executed. They said, sir, we work. He said, yeah, you think I want you around now that you betrayed your own people? Execute them.
The only ones you would respect are the ones that fought for their country, you know?
So what else is on your radar? You're really smart. We love you. We appreciate. We got about 6-7 minutes left. What else do you want to impart to folks, Patrick Byrne?
I can tell you that there is a very massive thing coming next week. One of a filing, a court filing that will have you talking, will have you excited, Alex. We have them on several fronts, but these are really no good nicks, and you're going to see a massive court filing next week. We have them. They're so corrupt, and we have found we are exposing their corruption.
Well, you were on 2.5 years ago when they stole the election, 3 years ago, and you said the whole big tech's going to come out. They're all going to get exposed. We're going to have the hearings. That's happened. What comes next?
Well, what do you think of this Mike Johnson character? I didn't know. What do you think of him?
I did a lot of studying yesterday and today. I knew who he was. He says a lot of good stuff, does some bad stuff. I think the jury's out. I don't know. What's your view?
You don't grade on a curve, do you? I'm sure you can find in any history of these guys, you can find something, you know, like, I like him. The fact that, you know, a British philosopher, Isaiah Berlin, said the fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing. The big thing that matters to know is that Washington, D.C. is corrupt, a uniparty swamp has taken over, the election is rigged. Understanding that is all that matters. I'll take a guy who understands that and says that, and we can fight about tax policy or whatever the other things you don't like.
Right. He is exposing the censorship and the FBI censorship and the control. I've seen him doing that.
Yeah, well, that's right. At this point, I don't care about anything else. I don't care.
How was he able to get a consensus, though?
How was he?
Yeah.
Part of it was personality, because I think that the Freedom Caucus, although I know he's not officially in the Freedom Caucus, I know that the Freedom Caucus is correct about things, but they are looked at as so, they're looked at like you and I are looked at, Alex, and they're for mainstream people, including mainstream Congress. They can't just bring themselves to be.
Well, yeah, they've been battle scarred saving the country. And so even though we've converted other congressmen to now follow the same directive, they've had fights with the establishment. The establishment won't share power with them. But the next wave, even though they're agreeing with the Freedom Caucus, can be brought in.
Yeah, and give them a nice, buttoned-down, mild guy who says the same thing. They can start hearing it. They hear it, and you know they know it's right. They'll take it from this Mike Johnson that they don't take from us. He's just his personality is different. His actions are more like them, and they're able to hear him better. How interesting that he was able to get unanimity so quickly. But I think it's great, actually. I think he's going to surprise us.
Well, he's better than the guy they had before. That was the last guy was George Soros' spokesman. Remember they tried that other congressman. His name will pop in a minute.
Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of this is going to be over soon. Actually, with a good guy, this could be over in weeks with a good guy there. I wish that they would hire Mike Flynn to be the head of the U.S. Capitol Police because Nancy Pelosi got it a $4.5 billion budget, and the right to inspect elections and be involved in election security. Well, I'd love to have, with somebody on this running it, I'd love to have the U.S. Capitol Police. Mike Flynn, if he were in charge of that, he could, in 30 days, we'd be out of this.
No, I agree. Let me ask you this, Patrick Byrne, in closing. We have a minute and a half. Gut level, I know you're not a prophet, but I respect your view. Can Trump survive this? I mean, you know he's going to win, but they will steal it again with all the different same methods. What's going to happen to Trump?
I think that part of the case against him is about to be blown up. One of his cases against him is about to be blown up. I think that he's on a roll. I actually feel better and better about him. And I do worry that he gets sick or poisoned or hurt, because what happens to the movement then?
I agree. I mean, look, presidents have Secret Service for a reason, but I don't think anybody in modern history has been more targeted. And the deep state keeps failing to remove him with all their theater and all their lawfare. What happens if they do kill Trump? That's another question.
That's what I'm saying. Just, or even, you know, the guy's 75, 6. A guy could keel over. He's under a lot of pressure. What happens then?
All right, Patrick Byrne.
I did see it.
But
he'd lost 50 pounds, so he looks much better. So he's not going to keel over, I think.
No, he's strong. All right. Thank you, Patrick Byrne. Amazing.
Take care, Alex.
All right. The great Royce White takes over for an hour, and then Owen Schroyer takes over. Oh, sorry. He's in federal prison for his speech. So be sure and tune in today and pray for Owen while he's in prison. As soon as he's able to call out or record an interview, we're going to get Owen on the show. And we're all praying for Owen and appreciate Owen. But without InfoWars, we're not going to have a platform to defend Owen. So I hope that everybody will go to InfoWarsStore.com. The new sale I told you that was coming for the last week is here, and it's Brain Force Ultra. This is a very special nootropic brain boost, no hangover, hits really fast, and dissipates in 2 to 3, maybe 4 hours, depending on your own physiology. It's a very special brain boost. It's $19.95. You cannot get a better deal. It's 60% off. Immune support, 50% off. Organic green fiber that flushes out your guts and just gives you incredible health and more. It's 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies going into the fall and winter. You need those, 40% off. Down and out sleep support, really strong, really clean, deep, great rest. That's so good for your immune system as well, 40% off. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. Superfill Vitality, which is the same as the male vitality, but we're sold out of it and don't have money to reorder it. So the female vitality is a pink label, the same thing. Great libido, great stamina, great energy. And it supports the broadcast. Get Super Female Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the highest quality colloidal silver back in stock. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million. Discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your Silver Bullet as well. And that funds our operation and keeps us on air. I want to thank you all for what you do, because it takes money to take on the New World Order. And people see us hanging on here, and boy, they think, this guy's got 9 lives. This guy's bulletproof. No, I can just take a lot of stab wounds and a lot of punches, folks. And I got a thick skull and a very serious will. But you are my will to keep fighting. You are the reason we're still here. So make the decision. Sign up for AutoShip. Get a 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You can cancel any time. Make a donation at InfoWarsStore.com in the donate support button. Get a book. Get a film. My new book is now shipping out there, signed or unsigned. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWars Platinum, HGH Max Boost, 77.6 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD are all back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 4 with Royce White.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.